And welcome back to Wisdom and Extra, where we take an authentic look into life's personal journeys, acquired wisdom, and what makes us a little bit extra. My name is Austin, recording from the Blue Gorilla Studio in Jupiter, Florida, and I am joined by my amazingly talented co-host, the insightful, the wisdom-filled, our own coffee pot of extra herself, Joni V.
Good morning, Ellen.
Hi, Joan.
Welcome to Wisdom and Extra.
Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, we're so glad you're here today.
Thanks.
So let's get started. This past year, we collectively endured a pandemic, staying home inside with our families and our kids. Kids are home from school, driving us crazy, learning how to bake bread, making those TikTok videos. They even lured me into one of them. Hopefully it's not posted anywhere. I personally know how disruptive this pandemic was for me and for my business, as it was for you as well. And the realization of being home that much time, you know, with the kids and the family and trying to figure out what to do with our businesses, I think that many people had realizations about themselves and what they wanted to change or what they wanted to do differently. And our guest today, Ellen, is one of those people. Ellen went through what I would say an all-encompassing major transformation of health during the pandemic that truly changed her life and lifestyle and actually added a new career. Ellen Marangioni.
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 Close.
Marangioni is a certified health and wellness coach located right here in Jupiter, Florida. I personally watched Ellen's transformation unfold through her Facebook post, and I have to tell you, it was pretty amazing. Incredible, to the point where I actually picked up the phone and called her and said, tell me what you're doing. So with that, Ellen, let's just start from the beginning and you know, explain to everybody, you know, what exactly happened. So like start from the beginning.
Sure. So I had basically let myself go. I was enjoying life in my 50s. I'm 54 years old, and I was enjoying empty nesting. Mm-hmm. Got caught up in the social hours very often.
As we all do.
Mm-hmm. And I'm 5'1", just to let you know. Mm-hmm. And one day last summer, it was probably right about now, I stepped on the scale, and the scale told me that I was 199.8 pounds.
Wow.
And I got scared.
Mm-hmm.
The doctors had always told me on my physicals that I was overweight, that I should lose weight. But right. All of my blood work always came back good,
mm-hmm.
except in 2018, I developed a stomach ulcer.
Oh, wow.
And I also had high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. So these were two new things, which I didn't really attribute either to my weight gain. And I didn't really find any fault in my weight.
Okay.
To blame on those two things.
Okay.
Looking back, my weight was the cause of both of those things. But last year, not only was the scale at that weight, but I was getting out of bed in the morning and I felt like I was in my 60s. It took probably 5 steps in the morning for my knees to stop aching.
Oh, wow.
To start moving.
Mm-hmm.
I was achy. Mm-hmm. My back ached. My knees ached. And that was after I was sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a golfer.
Mm-hmm.
So in Florida, we as you all know, we most of the courses require you to ride in a golf cart, right. which is the easy man's, right. easy woman's right. way of golfing. Mm-hmm. You basically drive up to your ball, you get out, you hit mm-hmm. the ball, and you go. And that was great until you had to get to the green mm-hmm. or until it was cart path only. Mm-hmm. And those times that I had to get out of the cart and walk to my ball and hit the ball and then walk all the way back
right.
to the cart, which was not very far, mind you,
yeah.
from
yeah.
the green to the cart path.
Yeah.
I was out of breath.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it, I shouldn't have been.
So would you say like that was like one of your pivotal moments? Like, wow, I shouldn't be out of breath or I mean,
yeah,
what?
I shouldn't be. And I was honestly in a mentally bad state from COVID. Mm-hmm.
You weren't alone.
No, right. Well, as with many people, mm-hmm. I was stuck in the house. Mm-hmm. I was doing things on Zoom. Mm-hmm. I am the president of another organization that I run. And it was kind of at a standstill because mm-hmm. it's an educational company.
Right.
And, you know, the schools were not allowing us in.
Right.
And I don't think people realize
that it wasn't just restaurants that closed down.
No,
it
was
so many other businesses.
It was a lot of businesses hit, and mine was one of them. So my mental state and my mental clarity was that that starting in April of 2020, I really started to eat a lot and drink more mm-hmm. than I was doing because I was at home.
Right.
And that's where my, you know, my weight got up to 199.8 and yeah. scared me. Yeah. I didn't want to see 200. I'm only right. 5'1".
Right.
So I basically had been watching, just like you watched my Facebook posts, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was watching somebody else's Facebook posts.
Okay.
And I messaged her and I got some information. And I spoke to my now coach, Jen. Mm-hmm. And Jen has been a wonderful inspiration and wonderful coach for me. Mm-hmm. She still coaches me. I'm still in it.
Yeah.
I'll be in it for a lifetime because it's a lifetime change. Yeah. This is not a diet. It's not a diet craze, mm-hmm. and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the program, but the rest of my story is that I've lost 68.6 pounds. It took until Christmas to lose it.
That was a short amount of time.
I had a great mindset.
Right.
I had a great coach that helped me stay in line. Mm-hmm. That coached me not only in my nutrition, but mm-hmm. also coached me in mindset. I still work on personal development every day. Mm-hmm. People that knew me a year ago today mm-hmm. would tell you that not only has the outside of me changed looking at me visually, but my whole entire disposition is different.
I would agree with that. So I did know Ellen before her transformational journey. And I would say it is amazing, not only physically, but just your whole aura, your presence, your personality transformed for the best. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah. So things that I would have looked at as a burden mm-hmm. today doing, I look at as a honor to be doing.
That's fantastic. I would have
never have done that before this journey. And so 2 weeks into starting my weight loss journey, I loved the program so much. I loved being coached so much. I love the educational piece so much. And I have to add, what you don't know about me is I came out of college and got certified as an education with an education degree. So, okay. I'm a certified teacher, hence the educational company that I am in charge of, too. And so 2 weeks after starting this program and seeing how incredible it was and losing, I think that I lost about 12 pounds in 2 weeks.
That's fantastic.
I basically said to Jen, my coach, I said, how do I go about helping people? I got to tell people there's more people out there that need this, that want this, that are sitting there thinking, I can't do something
like
this.
How do I start? What do I do?
There's nothing out there for me. I've tried everything. I yo-yo. Every time I do something, I gain it back. Right. How do I said, how do I get the word out there? Mm-hmm. What do I do? And Jen said, why don't you coach? So that's when I thought, you know what? You're right. I'm gonna start coaching.
Yeah.
And I'm going to let everybody I know out there know about this program because this is life-changing. It's a mindset change. It's a health change. It's going to change the way that people are sleeping, the way that people are moving, the way that people are thinking. There are so many macro habits that are taught in this program, the way that people look at water.
So let me ask you a question. So how would you say that your mental health interacts with your physical health?
So mentally, I have learned through this program that I need to stay above the line as much as possible.
Meaning
I never knew what above and below the line meant.
Yeah, I don't know what it means.
Okay. So in this program, we are given some resources, some books. So the program was written by a fabulous physician. His name is Dr. Wayne Scott Anderson. And he wrote these wonderful books. And he talks about staying above the line or dipping below the line.
Okay.
And so staying above the line is basically keeping positive. And going below the line is thinking negatively. So it's about flipping the switch. Taking that negative thought and looking at it in a positive way.
Okay. So they do intersect.
They definitely intersect. So when you think about nutrition that same way, you can look at that cupcake that you want to eat.
Right.
And you can, what we call stop, challenge, and choose if you want to eat that cupcake.
Right.
I think
don't you feel like that's probably the toughest thing for someone to master? Right. So if you're looking at that cupcake, like you said, visually, I think that's where people they choose. I'm either going to take a bite or I'm not. Right. So how do you help your clients overcome that moment? Like what do you say to them to get them through that?
So there is a chapter in the book that talks about stop, challenge, choose.
Okay.
And it's a method. It's a mindset method.
Wow.
So when you're looking at something, and you can take this in life too.
Right, right.
When you're thinking about a bad behavior that your child makes and how you're going to handle the situation.
Right.
You can stop, challenge, and choose.
Okay.
You can stop, challenge, and choose when you're going for a second alcoholic beverage. When you really had the mindset of only having one.
Right, right.
You can stop, challenge, and choose how you're going to react in the office when your boss puts a project in front of you.
And you don't really want to do it.
And you don't really want to do it.
Right.
These are all mindset
shifts
that mm-hmm. that I have learned through this program.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use this in life, not only through your nutrition.
Right.
So
it's interesting how it kind of it works side by side, where I think so many other programs really are just about the food.
Exactly. So that's what sets us different. This is not a diet. When people come to me and want to lose weight
mm-hmm.
for a wedding or a prom.
Right.
Or
a trip.
Or a trip mm-hmm. or something mm-hmm. like that. I would much rather see people come to me and say, I am ready. I am ready to take control of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to take control of my body. I'm ready to take control of my mind.
So,
I love coaching those people.
So what happens when you're talking to somebody and you realize, you know what, they're just really not ready? What do you do? Do you let them go? Tell them to come back when they're ready?
Exactly. You know what? Mm-hmm. You know when you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that are ready will not only dig into the nutrition part of the program
mm-hmm.
and put 100% effort into it to get 100% results
right.
in their body, but will also dig into the books and let me coach them on mindset as well,
mm-hmm.
because that's what sets this program up differently
right.
than any of the diets out there
right. so
that
what,
I consider a diet craze.
Yeah. So what makes you, Ellen, different as far as a coach? Like, how is your approach to coaching somebody different than others? Like, what makes you so successful at this?
I think I am very direct. I am also very honest.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also willing to be there as a confidant.
Right, right.
As somebody who is there to listen and to give advice. Now, not saying that my advice is something that somebody needs to take all the time,
right.
but my advice is that what I know and what I've learned and what I have had success with
mm-hmm.
is that of which I give. But all of my clients that I coach and all of my future clients that I coach are on their own journeys.
That's true.
So the choice is theirs
mm-hmm.
to make and how they want to experience their journey is ultimately up to them, and I cannot control that.
That's true.
I coach people all over the country. So when I'm coaching somebody in Portland, Oregon or Portland, Maine, I cannot be there to stop them from eating a candy bar if that's what they choose to eat.
Right, but you're giving them solid advice on the program, how to get started, what
exactly.
checking in with them.
Exactly. I can
being
only
available
be there
to them.
I can mm-hmm. only be there to answer a text or a call or jump on a Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
to help them overcome things like going out to dinner with friends and family on Saturday night
right.
and what should they order.
Mm-hmm.
So my advice to that would be, where are you going for dinner? Let's pull up the menu online
okay.
and let's right now kind of make a decision on what you're going to order.
Right.
So when you get to the restaurant, you already know what you're going to order and you're not tempted to look at anything else.
Yeah. And I think that's what makes this program so different is the coaching aspect of it. So it's not just, you're not on your own. So not only can they call you, but they can jump into a Facebook group. They can go to the website. They can go to YouTube. I mean, there's stuff on Pinterest. I mean, there's all kinds of resources to help you through it. And then they can also pick up the phone and call you. Which is the biggest, I think, difference.
Exactly. You yeah. always have somebody on your side. I always have my coach that I still talk to weekly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's by my choice that I do that.
Right.
But I still love that during my optimization.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a problem keeping my weight off mm-hmm. because I have the mindset
right.
behind it.
You look fantastic, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you. As do you.
Thank you. So what would you say to somebody who, you know, may be listening to this and thinking, I just don't want to try another program, or, you know, I don't know if I can do this. Like, what is your advice when somebody calls you and they're on the fence and they need that nudging? What do you say to them?
Number one, the food is absolutely delicious. To me, the hardest part was trying to not eat the food after I lost the weight.
So the transition. I think that is hard.
Yeah, after you lose the weight, mm-hmm. Stopping eating the delicious food. So I still eat it, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, it does make it easier to just not have to think about that. You know?
So part of the program is eating 6 times a day. Mm-hmm. And so I still eat 6 times a day. And I think that people really love the fact that they get to eat 6 times a day.
Yeah.
Most people, by the way, think that by eating 2 times a day or 3 times a day and eating really healthy,
right,
salads and, you know, egg whites,
right,
is the way to lose weight.
Yeah.
And they wonder why.
Why they're not losing weight.
They're not
right?
losing weight.
Yeah. Because it's a science of the mix.
Yeah. It's
of the carbohydrates and the protein.
And it has to do with metabolism. Mm. You need to feed your body for your body to be able to burn fat. So you need to feed your body more often. You need to hydrate your body. So I would tell somebody who's sitting on the fence, mm-hmm. look, I'm not here to convince anybody to change their lifestyle and to do this unless they're ready.
Right.
So I'm not going to convince anybody. It's really in their heart and in their mind and in their soul if they're ready to make a change. But to me, this program is a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
I coached a 70-year-old, which was my first client.
Oh, wow.
She actually was my childhood teacher in elementary school.
Wow.
And she looks fabulous. And she has said over and over and over again that she wished this program were there years and years and years ago, because this was the best thing that she's ever done.
Right.
And to me, I totally agree with that. I wish I would have known about this.
Yeah.
Because I would have been this type of person years ago.
Right.
And honestly, I say this all the time, my physical change is not as great as my mental change.
Wow. That's powerful.
So that's what I would tell people about mm-hmm. this program, mm-hmm. that if they're looking to change their mindset
right.
and have their body change as well, this is the program for them.
That's
if
awesome.
They're looking for just a body change mm-hmm. and just another diet,
mm-hmm.
then maybe they should sit on the fence and rock it out a little bit more.
There you go. So if somebody wanted to see your transformation or see what you're posting, how would they reach you?
Sure. My Facebook page is actually public.
Okay.
So thanks for asking. My handle is facebook.com/emarangioni.
Are you going to spell that for everybody?
I am right now.
and we'll make sure the link gets added to the podcast
sure.
as well.
Sure.
So.
It's facebook.com/emarangione.
Has everybody got that?
I think so.
Okay, good. All right. I have one more question. For Ellen.
For sure.
And this is where the wisdom comes in.
Okay.
So what would you say to your 21-year-old self? today. So if you got a chance to talk to your 21-year-old self, what would be your words of wisdom?
Oh goodness. Do you ask everybody this?
Everybody gets the same question in the end. I mean, because, you know, there's got to be one thing you would say. I'm sure there's many things, right?
We've had some fantastic answers, too.
Yeah. Right. But, so. I mean, it's just whatever's in your heart. You know, what would you say? Like you're talking to your daughter.
Right.
Helen, is there that much? There's so many things you want to share. I can't believe I stumped you.
You did stump me.
I'm shocked.
She's going to leave and then you'll get a text from her later on.
I am
going to
get a text. She's going to be
like. My 21-year-old self.
Yeah.
What I would tell my 21-year-old self. Mm-hmm.
Like for me.
Make sure that whatever you do, you love, you do it with passion. You help people and not hurt people along the way. Make sure you have fun. Mm-hmm. Make sure you live each day like it's your last.
Good.
But live it responsibly.
All right. Well, that was a lot of advice. See?
Awesome. I just had to make sure that I got it all in.
I know.
Into a short little sentence.
Ellen, this was amazing. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
And we hope you'll come back.
I will.
Thank you
for having me.
Bye.
You're welcome.
Bye.
That's it for this week's episode. Show us some love on social media at Wisdom and Extra. You can find behind-the-scenes sneak peeks, upcoming episodes, and links to all of our guests. Be sure to subscribe, leave us your comments, and stay extra.